Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you music that I think is extra special and occasionally stick in something a little odd, a non-commercial recording, a joke, a story. And I call those things wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And tonight I have one definite wombat and two or three pieces that are strange enough, they're sort of partial wombats. I'm going to start off with a classic from 1959. This is Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. That was Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. Here comes another oldie. This is from 1977. It's I'll Do It All Over Again by Crystal Gayle, one of my favorite singers from the 70s.
Was I right? Was I wrong? A little too weak, a little too strong. Was it him? Was it me? Oh, I guess I'll never know. Well, you're up, then you're down. Oh, but the world keeps turning around. Ain't it hard to find? Say that's the way it's always been. First you laugh, then you cry. Oh, but I guess that's life. So you live and you learn and never look back at the bridges you burn. And you change somehow. Oh, I'm a little bit wiser now.
You just heard Crystal Gayle singing I'll Do It All Over Again. Next up is John Stewart. I play John Stewart songs almost every show. I really like John Stewart. He was in the Kingston Trio for a while. He's not that well known, but he had a fairly strong solo career. He wrote this song and many others too. And his recording did well, but Roseanne Cash recorded the song and did even better. Recently been studying metaphors, what is a metaphor and that sort of thing, and a lot of songs are based on metaphors. A runaway train is a powerful metaphor. It's out of control, it's huge, and if something doesn't fix it, it's going to cause great damage somewhere. So it's a concept, it's a very powerful concept. This is John Stewart with Runaway Train.
I'm worried about you, and I'm worried about me. For the curves around midnight aren't easy to see. Flashing red warning, unseen me. This thing has turned into a runaway dream. In the long distance phone calls, there's a voice on the line. Electrical mind soften the time, and dynamite too, it's hooked on wire. So are the rails of American flights. The blind boy. In blood, when this marker comes to try and get off now, it's bad as insane. Those who wave lanterns and run away dreams, this thing is turned in. I have been here before, yeah. Now it's with you, and I'm worried about you, and I'm worried about me. We're lighting the fuses. the cross on a runaway train. This thing has turned into a runaway train, and a love has turned into a runaway train.
Runaway Train by John Stewart. The next piece is kind of a wombat because it's more of a story. Makes you think a little bit. Audience participation, too. The singer's going to ask you some questions. See if you can answer them with the audience. This is called Foolish Questions by the Woods Tea Company.
This is about foolish questions. Now you've all heard foolish questions and you no doubt wonder why. You know, a person can ask a foolish question and expect a sensible reply. Like when you bring your girl some candy, say just after tea. You know, the first thing she's gonna do is wrinkle up her nose. She'll ask, is that for me? Foolish questions, why, you may as well reply, no, that's for your ma and pa, or I bought that for the guys. I just wanted you to look at it. Now I'm gonna take it away. Questions, you hear them every day. You folks are way ahead of me on this song. For those of you that don't know what's going on, I like doing this as an audience participation tune. All you have to do is ask the question every time it comes around. It'll rhyme. Now suppose the elevator person should forget to close the door, and you walk in and you tumble down, say, 47 floors, and when you reach the bottom and you're lying there inert, some fool stick his head down the elevator shaft and holler, that was amazing. Foolish questions, your dying words are, no, I was just in an awful hurry. That elevator's too damn slow. Usually saves a lot of time, you know, coming down this way. Foolish questions, you hear them every day. I think I'll skip right to the advanced verses. These are from my own personal experiences. We get in very late at night. Now the phone rings in the morning, it's about 5:25. You're sleeping awfully soundly, you're just barely alive. As you stumble to the telephone, you break a coffee cup, and the voice on the other end will ask, foolish questions, you lie right on cue. Hell no, I get up every morning at about 20 after 2. That's when I'm gonna call you tomorrow. Questions, you know, that's what I would do. I'm gonna try my newest verse. It's a little hard to guess, so if you get it, shout it out so that everybody else can get it. We were playing at an alehouse. It was a low-down kind of place. When this biker staggers to the stage and stares me in the face, and though I'm singing loudly with my guitar in my hand, this guy shouts, hey buddy. Foolish questions, I looked at him and grinned. No, I'm the bouncer. How did you get in? I guess you're gonna have to leave now. He swung at me, I ducked. Foolish answers, you know, that one really was dumb. The last one is hard also, but it's on our album. It has the word reading in it. I was riding on a bus, it was a cold and breezy day. So I sat right down on the New York Times, you know, to keep the cold away. Well, this guy, he sees the paper on which I just barely sat, and he leans right over and he asks me, say, foolish questions. So to him I spoke, well, as a matter of fact, I am, I said. But he took that for a joke. So I got up and I turned the page and sat back down again. Foolish questions, you hear them now and then.
The song is one of my favorites to sing. It's called A Satisfied Mind, and this version is by Porter Wagner.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for, to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime, but I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones I'll leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Porter Wagner with A Satisfied Mind. Well, the next song is the only true wombat of the night. It's me singing. That's definitely, when I sing on the show, it's a wombat. Something odd. This song is called The Hitchhiker's Guide. I wrote it. The first two verses are about Douglas Adams' trilogy, The Restaurant at the End of the Universe and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. There actually were four books in that trilogy. And the last two verses are about the folk music camp I used to go to, and the gospel group I was in, which was called the No Name Yet Gospel Group. And both are mentioned in the song. It also has my favorite line I've ever written, which is, cast adrift in eternity. It also has the closing line from the show, to celebrate most joyously for our being here at all. And I got those words from a song by a friend of mine, Marilyn Maltzer. And I much appreciate that gift. And I end each show with it. And the tune, I didn't write the tune, is from a traditional fiddle tune, South Wind. I love this tune and always wanted to put words to it. So these are my words to The Hitchhiker's Guide.
In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, a man meets his fate suddenly. They let one know just what part he or she has played in all that has been and will be. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Ah, the restaurant at the end of the universe is a wonderful place to dine. From your table you'll see a lovely floor show, the beginning and end of time. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Oh, it's pine woods in summer, winters at Solway, and we meet here in spring and in fall. To celebrate most joyously our being here at all. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Isabel leads the still no-name-yet gospel group, and their singing is often a treat. Though they sing to the smallest audience here, for they've just emptied half of the seats. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity.
That was tonight's Wombat, The Hitchhiker's Guide, written and sung by me. Well, now it's time for a little break in tradition. I've made it a rule as I record this show, whenever possible, not to play a song or a particular recording that I've played in the last year, so that it's always kind of new stuff, new to, at least it's over a year since I've played it. However, every now and then I run into songs I like so much, I want to play them again and again, I want to hear them. So tonight we're going to have a little break in our normal tradition. I'm going to play three songs in a row that I've played on recent shows, but I think are just super. So I hope you do too. At least one of them. There are three in a row. The first one is For a Long While, written and sung by Colter Wall.
Old guitar, I'm toting far. No, she's sometimes out of tune. She earns her keep each time she speaks in the dance halls and bar rooms. There ain't an hour that old wildwood flower don't procure a little smile. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. It never fails, and the world ails you, throws you to the ground. Some old song, forgotten long ago, comes back around. Picks you up, dusts you off in an old analog style. Guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. Laid my head on feather beds and a pallet on the floor. But I'd contest my best night's rest, all of work days full of chores. For any man that works his hands knows true reward and trial. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. Restlessness and breathlessness creeping over time. And things get slow, you got to go hear that highway whine. The more you roam, you long for home with every passing mile. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while.
Coulter Wall with For a Long While. Next up is How Deep by Eliza Gilkison. And this song just plucks my heartstrings. What can I say? It asks some questions, and I try to answer them for myself. And I suggest you try that. It makes the song sort of personal. It does for me. So this is How Deep by Eliza Gilkison.
Did I dance? Did I sing? Did I do everything I promised myself I'd try to do? Did I follow my heart, finish what I started, pay attention to the music coming through? Did I listen to the sound of the rain coming down? And most of all, how deep did I love?
Did I notice the flowers, the passing of the hours, as the moon and the sun went up and down? Did I look into her eyes, let her see through my disguises? Did I tell her how she made my world go round? Did I thank her for her time, the way she showed me she was mine? And most of all, how deep did I love?
To be forgiven, give thanks for the roof over my head.
Did I let fly my laughter, find my way back after I wandered down the crooked path instead?
Did I make my amends with my family and my friends? Most of all, how deep did I love? Did I let my tears fall at the wonder of it all? And most of all, how deep did I love?
Eliza Gilkison. And now comes the third song of this trio of songs that I've played recently but like so much I wanted to play again. This one is by Sinead O'Connor, who died a few weeks ago. Beautiful voice. And this particular song she wrote, it's called I'll Be Singing.
strength to strength I'll go, and you'll go with me. Any length we'll go to as the road leads on. With your old coat and me beside you. Up the steep slope of the mountain we will go. And when you come to my window, laddie, I'll be singing. When you come to my window, laddie, what a joy. With your old coat and your eyes to fire up the steep slope of the mountain higher, we will go. We will go. And when you come to my window, laddie, I'll be singing. When you come to my window, laddie, what a joy.
Sinead O'Connor with I'll Be Singing. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in something a little odd or different, and I call those things wombats. And tonight's wombat was The Hitchhiker's Guide. And tonight we're moving on to a bunch of songs that are pretty different. The next one is folk music at a folk party, kind of, and the audience knows the song and the singer well, so he invites them to join him on part of the chorus, and they know exactly what to do and come right in. This is Mary Mac by Seamus Kennedy.
Ready? Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm gonna marry Mary, we're gonna marry to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Route the doubt and diddly out a little light. Okay, we're gonna do it again. This time, I want you to do your line. Ready? Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, we're gonna marry to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Route the doubt and diddly out a little light. There is a little girl and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna pack. A lot of other fellas, they would soon be on her track, but I'm thinking that they'll have to get a Mary. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, we're gonna marry to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. I wrote the dunk diddly out a loodle out loud. This little lass, she has a lot of class, got a lot of brass, and her father thinks of gas. I'd be a silly ass for to let the matter pass. Her father thinks I'm going with her fairly. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, we're gonna marry, took care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rout the doubt, diddly out a loodle, idle. Now Mary and her mother go an awful lot together. In fact, you hardly ever see the one without the other. People wonder whether it is Mary or her mother, or the pair of them together that I'm bored. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rout the doubt, diddly out a loodle, idle. It's gonna be a grand affair, grander than a fair. There's gonna be a coach affair for every mare that's there. The eating will be great, and I'll be sure to get me share. If I don't, then I'll be very much mistaken. Oh, Mary Mac's mother's big, and Mary Mac, marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rug a dug, middly out, a loodle, idle, la. Little wedding's on a Wednesday and everything's arranged. Soon I'm gonna be your man unless a mind is changed. But making the arrangements are just about to rage. Marriage is a novel undertaking. Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary for the Mary to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rug a dug, middly out, a loodle, idle, la. It's gonna be a grand affair, grander than a fair. There's gonna be a coach affair for every bell's air. The eat will be great, I'll be sure to get me share. If I don't, I'll be very much mistaken. Oh, Mary Mac, mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, when I'm married to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rather don't giggly out a little bit loud. Okay, let's do it fast. There is a little girl, and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna tag. And a lot of other fellas, they can see me on a track. But I think it'll have to get up early. Mary Mac, mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, when I'm married to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rather don't giggly out a little bit loud. Faster, just the chorus. Oh, Mary Mac, mother's making Mary Mac marry me. Gonna marry Mary, but Mary didn't care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Throw the dog middly out a little idle la.
Is Mary Mac by Seamus Kennedy. The next song is a parody. Parodies are kind of like puns. Some people can't stand them, and some people just love them. So, if you don't like parodies, you won't like this. But if you do, you're in for a treat. The song it's making a parody of is Will the Circle Be Unbroken? One of my favorite songs to sing and to listen to. But this one's called Will the Turtle Be Unbroken by Tom Paxton.
I have bought a small apartment in a lonely part of town. There are 27 stories, it's a long way from the ground. There I live with my friend Myrtle, my companion, my best friend. She ain't human, she's a turtle, and I love her to the end. She was standing at my window on a cold and cloudy day, till some wild and willful wind blew my poor Myrtle clean away. The turtle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. Lord, help Myrtle as she hurtles through the sky, Lord, through the sky. I ran downstairs, I was crying. I must find her, I must know. My poor Myrtle would be lying several hundred feet below. Was she sundered into sections as her shell fell to the ground? Would I find 200 plectrums, my friend Myrtle, all around? Will the turtle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? Lord, help Myrtle as she hurtles through the sky, Lord, through the sky. Caretaker, poor caretaker, why do you lie here stone cold dead? Poor man went to meet his maker, something landed on his head. And the turtle was unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by. For you guided my friend Myrtle through the sky, Lord, through the sky. Undertaker, undertaker, lay that poor man in his grave. Good Lord took the old caretaker, but my best friend, she was saved. Yes, the turtle was unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by. For you guided my friend Myrtle through the sky, Lord, through the sky, through the sky, Lord, through the sky.
Will the Turtle Be Unbroken by Tom Paxton. The next song is a traditional gospel. It's sung by Willie Nelson and his sister, Bobby Nelson. Many of the recordings of Willie Nelson has a piano in it. It's often his sister, Bobby. So this time it's a group, and Bobby's playing the piano. I assume it's Willie doing the guitar solo. I don't know that. And when the harmony is there, it's Willie and Bobby together. So this is the first of three songs by Willie Nelson on this show. And it's called Blood of the Lamb.
Have you been to Jesus? For the cleansing power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for
from souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Blood of the Lamb by Willie and Bobby Nelson. Now's the second of three songs with Willie Nelson in it. This is Good Hearted Woman, sung by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, two of the Nashville Outlaws.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Really?
But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord.
Yeah.
She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter they pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good-hearted man. He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time friends.
And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can.
This a good-hearted woman loving a good time man.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. This world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good-timing man.
Good-Hearted Woman, sung by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. And now comes the third song with Willie Nelson in it. It's Midnight Rider. This is Willie Nelson's version of Midnight Rider.
I got run to keep from hiding. I'm bound to keep on riding, and I got one more silver dollar come catch the midnight rider.
That was Willie Nelson singing Midnight Rider. The last song on the show today is Try to Remember by Patti Page. And as one ages, as I have, but even when you're young, you can look back and think of the way it was when you were younger and sort of reminisce. And this song is full of that. Nostalgia and poignancy. Try to Remember by Patti Page.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and gray was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow,
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 follow.
Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow,
follow.
deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Try to Remember by Patti Page. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And if you'd like to communicate with me, I'd love some feedback. Feel free to email me. My email address is Harry, that's my first name, Harry, at BAYA, Bravo Alpha Yankee Alpha. That's BAYA, Harry at BAYA.net. You can reach me with email. If I get 3 emails at Harry at BAYA.net, I will make refrigerator magnets for each of those 3 people. So feel free to email me. However, you don't have to, and I'd rather not make the magnets anyway, so we can forget about that, but you can do it. And it's now time to end the show, and I mentioned this week on the show that my closing words to celebrate most joyously, those words are from a song written by a friend of mine, Marilyn Maltzer, and I want to thank her again for giving me those words. And now it's time for you to join me, audience participation. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.